Capital Insider, sponsored by United for Oklahoma. Tribal nations reinvesting in Oklahoma communities with over $23 billion economic impact to benefit all Oklahomans. More at unitedforoklahoma.com. Oklahoma thrives together.
This is Capital Insider, taking you inside politics, policy, and government in Oklahoma. I'm Dick Pryor with Quorum Call publisher Sean Ashley. The State Board of Education met Thursday and again took exception to decisions of State Superintendent Ryan Walters. Sean, this is not the first time the board has pushed back. What did the superintendent present to the board?
On July 7th, Walters announced in a press release he was directing school districts to provide free lunches to their students and to pay for them by reducing administrative costs or using carryover funds. Walters announced in a press release July 10th that the State Department of Education was partnering with PragerU, the conservative education group, to develop an assessment for out-of-state teachers relocating to Oklahoma from states with what Walters called progressive education policies. And on Tuesday, Walters unveiled in a press release a partnership with American Virtual Academy, an online provider of primarily high school-level classes that Walters touted as promoting American principles rather than pushing a liberal agenda that he said has proven to be anti-American, anti-Semitic, and anti-family.
What were the board members' objections?
A common theme seemed to be they were unaware of the initiatives until Walters sent out the press releases and news organizations like ours reported on them. One member, Chris Vandehend, asked whether these matters would be coming before the board for input or approval. Walters said they would not.
Did they object to anything else?
Vandehend and board members Mike Tenney and Ryan Detheridge expressed support for districts providing free lunches to students, but also expressed concern that the numbers just didn't seem to add up. Walters told the board members that school districts were sitting on dollars. Vandehend asked if board members could get a full reconciliation of the figures from a member of the financial team, and Walters said the agency would provide some information. Tenney and board member Becky Carson also expressed concern about the American Virtual Academy, which is located in Arizona, applying to receive parental choice tax credit funding. That's the state voucher program approved by the legislature for parents who send their children to private schools. Walters said the school would have an Oklahoma address and meet the qualifications for the program.
So what happens next in this dispute?
At the end of Thursday's meeting, Vandehend proposed holding a special meeting in the next couple of weeks to address the role of the board and the role of the president of the board, Walters, regarding the hiring and firing of positions that are assigned to the board under state statute. But it seems that the question may be bigger than that. What is the role of the board and the power of the superintendent, who is an elected statewide official, in determining the programs and policies public schools are going to be required to follow?
Attorney General Gintner Drummond has announced that his office is getting involved in two high-profile criminal cases. Now, it's not common for the Attorney General's office to engage in prosecution of cases, but his office has done this before.
Yes, they have. Drummond said his office would handle the prosecution of an Oklahoma City man accused of damaging a weather radar and a former Choctaw educator charged with multiple counts of rape. State statute gives the Attorney General pretty wide authority, as well as some specific requirements for prosecuting cases we normally think a local district attorney would handle. Now, Drummond has exercised that authority more than many of his predecessors. In some cases, he did so to dismiss charges, but in other instances, those cases have gone to trial.
Summer is generally a slow time at the Capitol. What's the pace of things there now?
You're right. It's pretty slow right now. But a lot of activity is taking place at agencies, boards, and commissions as they work to implement the laws passed during the past year's session. That includes writing, considering, and approving administrative rules that will later go back to the legislature. And state lawmakers are beginning to prepare for interim studies, many of which will be heard in August, September, and October.
All right. Thank you, Sean.
You're very welcome.
For more information, go to quorumcall.online. You can find video of Capital Insider segments on the KGOU YouTube channel. Audio and transcripts are at kgou.org. And look for Capital Insider where you get podcasts. Until next time, with Sean Ashley, I'm Dick Pryor.
Capital Insider sponsored by the Oklahoma State Medical Association, cornerstone of Oklahoma medicine, with physician members who are committed to better health for all Oklahomans. Learn more at okmed.org.
These days, there's so much news, it can be hard to keep up with what it all means for you, your family, and your community. The Consider This podcast from NPR features our award-winning journalism. 6 days a week, we bring you a deep dive on a news story and provide the context and analysis that helps you make sense of the news. We get behind the headlines. We get to the truth. Listen to the Consider This podcast from NPR.